I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Miranda.
I was thinking about becoming a dog catcher, but I just had a question.
Yeah?
How do dog catchers get paid?
Oh, I don't know. How?
By the pound.
Book, book, hello.
Hello.
I missed everybody.
Welcome back. How was your trip?
It was really good. There are so many dogs.
I really enjoyed hearing from Mel.
Yeah, she was so good. It was so good. She's so fun. Like, I swear, just no matter where we are on the street, if we see a dog, she just flips and she's like, oh my God, look at that dog. And then all the time she'll be like, can I pet your dog? And then just like, yeah. And she's like, she loves it. Oh my gosh, she's so funny. How are you, Miranda?
I'm doing good.
You did a great job covering.
Thanks.
While I was gone.
Thank you.
So good that I believe you're going to be a permanent host. Is that what I've
permanent
been hearing?
Permanent slash regular.
Permanent regular. Slash a regular host?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know.
I think it's exciting.
I also think it's exciting. Yay. Because I freaking love dogs.
You do. You do. I don't know anyone else that would be suitable enough for this role.
Thank you. I really
except
appreciate
you
that.
Except you and Mel.
I also pre-warn to the audience, I've brought my dog in to the
studio.
Oh yeah,
we got Tui here today.
So if there's some background barking, that's what that is.
She's lying on the carpet right now. We tried to get her to come participate, but she was not having it.
She's also too short for the microphone stands. But
no, she sits on our lap.
Anyway, so do you have a story for us that's possibly about dogs?
I have a story. It's not a news story. It's a fictional story.
What?
I was wondering if you might remember Harry McCleary.
Oh my gosh.
And Friends.
Yes.
That's what I want to talk about today.
Please do.
Okay, so I was at my friend's house the other day and she has a very small child, a baby, one might call it.
Not a dog child.
Just a baby child. And we were reading little books and stuff and she brought out Harry McCleary and I like flipped out because I haven't thought about Harry McCleary probably since I was six.
Yeah.
Maybe? Look, like nearly 20 years?
I've definitely thought about Harry McCleary since then. Probably since you were six.
Probably.
We had a dog who was very much like Harry McCleary.
Really?
Yes. And our latest adoption, Zambi, is like super Harry McCleary style
dog. Yeah, totally.
Skinny little fluffy legs and then a little floofy body.
Actually, do you know what? I didn't look this up because I thought the website would tell me. And the website has ended up being like very cute. Oh, here we go. I found it. I'm on the Harry McCleary website, harrymcclary.com.
Oh my gosh.
It has games. Just letting you know, I haven't clicked them yet. We might get to that in a sec, but it has games. It's got introducing all the characters. It's got little animations and things. So if you don't know about Harry McCleary is a children's book written by Lindley Dodd, and she is from New Zealand.
I didn't know that.
I thought she was Australian because it's quite a popular book here.
But she's
from New Zealand.
She was from Donaldson's Dairy. I just thought that's where she came from.
That's it. She's from Donaldson's Dairy. She lives in Tauranga with her fiendish Burmese cat, Sue Kee.
A cat?
Yeah, she has a cat.
She's a cat lady.
She looks like a cat lady. Look at her.
Look, let's not judge people by what they look like.
She's great though. Like I'm not hating on her.
Let's definitely judge her for having a cat instead of a dog though.
Absolutely. She has several picture books about Harry McCleary and Friends. So it's all about his little dog friends and they go off on adventures and they escape and they meet scary cats and stuff. I just had a really good time reading it the other day. So there's also Hercules Morse, who is as big as a horse.
Yes.
They've all got rhyming names. We're going to get to my favorite in a sec. Bottomley Potts, who's covered in spots.
Oh, yes, he is.
The Dalmatian. Muffin McClay, like a bundle of hay. I don't know what he is. He's like a big, big floof.
Just a floofer.
Just a real big floof.
Is it kind of like a shaggy?
Yeah.
Like a pulley, maybe? Something like that?
Kind of like a, maybe like a long-haired, like not a dreadlocked pulley.
Or like a shepherd-y sort of
maybe
thing.
More of a shepherd-y. I don't know. I'd have to do some more research.
Well, if you could get on that, please, that would be great.
Right away. Bitsa Maloney, all skinny and bony. Bitsa. And then my favorite, my personal fave, Schnitzel von Krumm with a very low tum.
Such
who's
a
the
low
little
tum.
Dachshund. So the books are just about like this collection of dogs that like escape and go on little adventures. There's also Scarface Claw, who is the toughest Tom in town.
That's a cat.
That big hairy cat. Then there were also some more that were not in the book I read the other day. Slinky Malinky.
That was also a cat.
Also a cat, yes. But a thin cat as opposed to Scarface Claw, who's a big round cat. And then there's Pittery Pattery Zachary Quack.
What?
Who's a little duck.
Oh my gosh.
I thoroughly recommend going on this website and just checking it out. Because I'm just having a really good time.
All of the pictures are quite stylized. The drawings of the dogs.
Really pretty.
Yeah, they are.
It's really fun.
I love how much character they have in their drawing.
Yeah. And
like, the books are not literary prize winners, classics. Well, actually, they probably are literary prize
winners. I'll stop you right there because I think she's won several awards, actually.
What I mean is it's not William Shakespeare, sets of prose.
No, it's not winning the Pulitzer or anything.
No. For political commentary.
No.
But geez, they're beautiful.
They are really pretty. There's 20 books. There's like Lift the Flap books. So they have the little like interactive ones for kids. Harry McClary from Johnson's Dairy, Harry McClary Hide and Seek. I think so. Yeah. Harry McClary's Bone. It's saying to swipe with my finger. Oh, hang on. Here we go. I'm going to use the mouse. This website is too advanced. I can't scroll across.
You should be viewing it on your iPad.
I think I am meant to view it on my iPad. Oh, here we go. Read the stories. I just want to read. Oh, Rapscallion Slinky Malinky. There's party info and downloads in case you want to have a Harry McClary party.
Oh my God, Taylor. Please.
We'll do that party for the 1 year anniversary. We'll have a Harry McClary party.
I'm so excited. We could have a competition and we could invite people to the party. We'll send them invitations.
Oh my goodness.
I'm
if you want.
Really super excited.
Okay,
about this.
We can have a Harry McClary themed Floof and Papa party. I'm not mad. We can Skype Melon from New York.
Yes.
We can have an internet guest.
On a big screen.
Okay, I can't click on this. It's not having a bar of this. But anyway, there's lots of different stories. There's colors and opposites and books and toy sets and activities. There's place cards, goodie bags, party invitations, bunting, in case you needed some bunting.
I always need bunting.
Don't we just, don't we all? So anyway, there's not really much of a story there. Basically, I just want to say that that's like a book I read when I was a kid about dogs and it had all these different breeds of dogs and I didn't even remember until the other day when I was reading it to a little baby and I was like, what a great book.
Yeah,
that has all these breeds of dogs and they all get along and they all go on adventures together and they're all a little bit silly and
they all have their own like actually
personalities.
Fairly breed accurate personalities.
Yeah, which I also thought was cool because it's like teaching kids that you're all different.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having a collection of kids that are all colored in exactly the same, they have all these different dogs that are all different breeds and but they're still hanging out together. But
and
cats, those are evil. Stay away from cats.
Good lessons for everyone. I'd like to talk to you about a dog. Is that all right?
Yeah, please do. What have you got?
Well, this dog was not featured in Harry McClary,
but shame.
Maybe in an upcoming book we could write.
Written by us.
we could write to the, what was her name again? I'm sorry.
Linley Dodd.
And she, say,
it's an interesting name, isn't it? Linley.
So I charge you, Taylor, with the job of coming up with the Clumber Spaniels Harry McClary type name with a good
I'm terrible at
rhyme.
Naming things. Like I'm really bad. I don't think I've only named fish in my life. And not very well. I think my first fish was Sam and Sally. That's about it.
Wow.
It's pretty beige, hey?
Well, you could have gone with
no
fish
offense,
one
Sam
and
Sally.
Fish two, so.
Yeah, well, they'll step up.
Yep. kudos to you for trying. The Clumber Spaniel already has a pretty funny sound and name, the Clumber Spaniel.
Is it Clumber. The L straight away? Clumber?
Yeah.
I thought it was like Columba and you just kept rushing.
Clumber, like lumber with a C on the front. A Clumber Spaniel. Maybe when it walks, it goes clum, 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 clum. That is not scientifically proven, just for all of our listeners out there. But the Clumber Spaniel is one of the original 9 breeds registered by the American Kennel Club. So it's been around a long time.
Were there only 9 breeds at first? That's not very many, considering there's like a good 200 or something now. I guess, yeah, you got to start somewhere. But I thought you would start with a lot more than that. Anyway.
They're very much like a spaniel, but they kind of look like an old chubby spaniel.
Oh.
I know that sounds like a very unflattering.
I'm very slow to look them up. What am I doing? Clumber spaniel.
So I don't mean that in an unkind way, but that's what they look like.
Somebody copy-pasted a bunch of dogs and like stuck them all together.
Don't be rude.
No, in a good way. Like they were like, I'm going to make the perfect dog. And then they just glued a bunch of stuff together.
And then looked at it and went, so actually, cute. That's not quite right. They're long and low.
Yeah.
You know, a bit longer than your average spaniel. Very and clumbery. A bit sort of chubbier, more solid and lower to the ground. So they're not as fast as other sporting dogs, but they do have a fair bit of stamina. So they will trot along in a slow and rolling gait.
Slow
and rolling gait. So they are still sporting dogs technically and hunters by nature. As spaniels tend to be, but probably not the fastest or most effective
ones. They look like the one that's like, you guys go, I'm going to stay here and just have another hot dog and then I'll meet you out in there.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit like that.
That's so cute.
They most often have a white coat. It can occasionally be a patchy tan on it, a bit tanned, a bit like they've been out in the sun and, you know, just got a good tan. But they're mostly white haired. They have a rectangular proportioned body.
They do. That's really accurate.
And yeah, like I said, they're kind of got short legs and they're a bit too long. So they look a little bit
funny.
Odd.
It looks like if you kind of shave them, they wouldn't be that rectangle shape, but they are. They're like so low that they really are rectangular. It's like if a dachshund was tall and then stretched out
and then made hairy
and really hairy.
So it's a completely different to a dachshund in every way. They have a really solid bone structure. They're like well-made dogs. So if you basically took a spaniel and made him like just more like a Hulk spaniel, that's what this
is. Kind of
but not green. Their coat is soft and straight and dense and flat and weatherproof. That's a lot of adjectives.
Weatherproof. Don't have to weatherproof that dog.
They can work in harsh and rough conditions. Get it?
I do.
Rough.
Because it's so rough. You're going to be just fine on this show.
But they do have bushy eyebrows and a soft expression, which give the dog a pleasing appearance.
They do. They look really like happy and cute and goofy. There's one here with 3 tennis balls in its mouth.
If you search the images online of the Clumber Spaniel, lot of the pictures are pictures of the dogs with just too many things in their mouth.
They look really amazing. Stretchy.
So stretchy.
Yeah.
They have a cheerful nature. They're a great family pet. They're quite gentle. And they're not that like hyper energetic zoomer kind of. You know, they don't have that regular excitable spaniel energy. So they're a little bit more calmer, a bit more.
Oh, I've been spelling it wrong. It's chill. With an E.
So they don't take a lot of exercise. There is a note here. Be aware, some Clumber Spaniels may snore occasionally or be prone to drooling.
I feel like they're the kind of dog, though, that would tell you. They're like, look, I just want to be honest with you. Like, I do snore a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like some dogs, they snore, but they're like, I don't snore, but a Clumber Spaniel will come up to you and be like, I'm really sorry. I'm going to snore tonight, but I'll try not to. That's really cute.
They do have a few health concerns, but generally they have an average lifespan of 10 to 12 years.
That's pretty long.
Yeah, just sort of regular dog length for that size.
You can get lemon flavored ones.
What?
That you can get them in white and lemon.
But that's what I was saying about like that sort of slightly tanned. Yeah.
Well, internet's calling it lemon. I'm here for
lemon.
That. Lemon flavored.
So not as popular as other spaniel breeds. They haven't been bred into popularity, as in there's not like a lot
a
of
bunch
them. They've
of
become
them.
More
yeah.
rare because people are like, oh, other spaniels are so well, much cuter.
The first question that pops up on Google is how much is a cock? Clomber Spaniel.
How much is that Clomber Spaniel in the window?
In the window.
Legend holds that during the time of the French Revolution, the Duc de Nemours of France, my French pronunciation is quite perfect, moved his kennel of spaniels to England for sanctuary, housing them at the Duke of Newcastle's kennels at Clomber Park, hence its name.
Ah, there you go.
So originally French, yes. I had something else. They do look a little bit like a tiny basset hound.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, particularly in the eyes and the way their ears droop.
Yeah, the droopy face.
Droopy face is very basset hound-like. Mm-hmm. So if you think of them a little bit like that, that's kind of what they're like. That's pretty much all I have to say about the Clomber Spaniel.
Cool. I've never heard of that breed before. I mean, I haven't heard of a lot of them. We're starting to get into the kind of weirder, rarer ones now.
We're not just talking about dogs anymore.
Dogs, yeah.
Dogs.
No, they're really cute. I wonder if we have them here very often. I don't think I've ever seen one.
I don't think I've ever seen one. And if I have, I didn't know that didn't that's
notice.
What it was.
Yeah.
I might have looked at it and gone, gee, that's a fat spaniel.
Don't sorry. Shame the Clomber Spaniel.
I didn't know it was a Clomber Spaniel. I'm sorry.
Well, it's so funny that you mentioned them being weatherproof.
Yeah?
Because I want to talk about rainy day dangers for dogs today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Rainy day dangers.
Right, that's the name of this article, is Rainy Day Dangers.
Well, I want to look after my dog, especially in the rain, so tell me how.
I'm going to tell you how, because I know it's our summer here and it's been a bit rainy, it's kind of on and off, and we get those kind of summer storms. Don't worry about it with your Clomber Spaniel, because they're weatherproof, but for other dogs. So this article starts with, rain is the ultimate disruptor, which
rain.
I really like rain, so
rain.
Okay, that's fine. Unfortunately, rain can present some real health problems for your dog. Here are four dangers to look out for.
There are
you ready?
Four dangers.
There's four dangers.
One
low
purple.
Visibility. One poor <purple. laughs> If it's really coming down, drivers who can't see well are a major safety risk for pups. So yep. Low visibility in humans.
Mm.
So they might get spooked by the rain or the thunder or lightning. This might make them run out into the street, which isn't safe for the pet. It's not safe for the owner going out in the rain and they can't see. This is, we're like talking about really, really heavy,
yeah,
like downpour.
Yeah. Rain.
Your
rain
dog's...
that sounds like a horse, apparently.
What does really heavy, now I can't think what heavy rain sounds like.
I'll have to find a
if
sound
if you did it at home,
it
I'm sure it sounded like that. Your dog's safety around cars in low visibility is one of the biggest reasons why rainy walks should be discouraged.
Mm.
So, you know, you can go out if it's like spitting. If you feel like it, but don't if you're worried about your dog not getting enough playtime or exercise on a really rainy day.
Play inside.
Get a ball, get a chew toy, give them a Kong maybe, something they can like run around with. Or if you have a backyard, hopefully you do, let them play out there, but don't let them go out onto the street because that's not good. If your rain is and the forecast not pouring yet, just do around the block a few times rather than going anywhere far where they might get away.
Yeah.
There's something it suggests. That
or
way
where you might get too far away and then it starts to rain.
And then it starts raining
bad,
and you
got to
come home. Yeah. So if you go around the block a few times, that way if it starts to come down heavy, you can just head
rescue
back inside.
Rescue yourself.
Lightning. We've talked, I think, a little bit about lightning before, or if not lightning, we've talked about fireworks. Frightening your dog into the street isn't the only reason to worry about lightning. While it's rare, a lightning strike could harm both you and your dog. See, I would have thought like it's just going to scare them, but this article is very concerned that you might get struck by lightning. It's not funny. I'll probably go out and get struck by lightning now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So anything metal might attract lightning, including an umbrella. If you hear thunder or see lightning, get to shelter as quickly as possible, avoiding high points in trees. So do not take your dog up a tree when the lightning starts.
I think they mean don't stand under a tree.
Or that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, maybe I'll just go take shelter in that tree. Not really. I can't climb trees. One thing you shouldn't do is remove your dog's tags. While they are metal, the risk of your dog running away is too high.
Yeah.
So
much more likely than
them getting struck by lightning. So leave the dog tags on, stay inside, take little potty breaks if you're in an apartment or whatever and you need to take them outside and then just bring them back in. Puddles. Danger point three.
No, but I love puddles. Oh.
I like puddles too. Do you like splashing in them?
Yes.
But I really feel like I need some gumboots because then I just ruin my shoes.
Yeah.
Mel and I went stomping in a lot of snow when it snowed in New York. And then my shoes broke and I just got a lot of snow in my boots and in my socks.
Oh no.
And it was very cold.
Yes.
It was a good time. Some dogs love to splash in puddles while others might walk through them unavoidably. In any case, a dog who comes into contact with standing water is potentially introducing himself to a variety of dangerous bacteria.
Oh my gosh. Look, who wrote this article?
One moment, please hold.
I think maybe
John Gilpatrick.
John, I appreciate your concern. I do. But are we overreacting about puddles?
A little. They're saying leptospirosis and giardia are two infectious agents that can potentially result when dogs consume diseased water. Okay, don't let them drink the puddle water.
Don't drink puddles. Got it.
That's basically it. Or if there's stuff like motor oil or lawn chemicals are in there or pesticides.
Yeah, just don't drink puddle water.
Live in a gross suburbia where everyone puts fake stuff in their lawn. I think that's the real lesson here today. Anyway. Be careful with puddles. Don't let them get sick. If you see nausea, lethargy. Is that how it's pronounced? Because you get lethargic. But
lethargic?
Lethargy. I didn't know that. Fun fact. Fever, excessive urination in your dog. You should bring him to your veterinarian.
Okay.
So it's treatable. Just be careful. And the last one on a rainy day is pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Watch out for that raining pneumonia. Just letting you know. If dogs are exposed to wet, cold weather for too long, their respiratory tract can become inflamed, which may lead to pneumonia.
Which is exactly what happens in the human people. So
what I am recommending, not this article, okay, is that you just cuddle your dog excessively on rainy days, keep them warm, keep them dry, give them pats and treats.
Yep.
And then they won't get pneumonia.
Will do. Sounds like a great tip.
Yep.
I like that last bit.
That was a very serious article.
The add-on by Taylor Davidson.
Thank you.
Maybe. Is there a comment section on John's article? You could just add that in there.
Like, you know what? He's turned off commenting.
Oh, no, John.
How dare you? This is on PetMD too. So this is supposed to be like pretty.
Well, they probably are like, you know, they're medical professionals. So
pretty legit. I mean, they're all concerns, but just use some common sense, I think.
Mm.
And if you don't have a lot of common sense, you can check out John's article in the show notes.
And I think you can use regular human sensibility here. Like, yeah. Would you drink from a puddle? No. Don't let your dog do it. No. Would you get struck by lightning? No, don't let your dog do it.
Depends on the day, really.
Would you catch pneumonia? No.
No, don't let your dog do it. And then just be careful because they might be afraid of lightning.
I'm afraid of lightning.
Are you?
No.
I really like lightning. Is Tui afraid of lightning?
No. Well, she didn't. She's used to be. When she was a little baby puppy, she was like, oh, storms are cool. What's going on out there? Aww. And she used to go sit out on the patio and watch the lightning.
Oh, that's cute.
But then something happened along the way and she's now decided she's afraid of storms.
Did you leave her home alone in a big storm maybe?
Which
is not me blaming you. Just sometimes you're not home when there's a big
storm.
But
she used to love it.
Weird.
Yeah. Doesn't anymore.
Is that, I think. She's always had one eye. Wait a minute.
Statistically, dogs with only one eye are just as afraid of storms as any other dogs.
I'd like to see the numbers on that, please.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look into that scientific research.
Yeah, while
you do the socials.
Socials. You can find us on Instagram. Now that I'm back from my vacation, I actually posted the other day. So I'm going to try and get on there a little bit more. Sorry about that. We are Floof, FLOOF. And Papa, PUPPER.
Floof and Papa.
podcast.
We might just be Floof and Papa. This is my life. Oh my gosh,
you're supposed
day.
To know these things.
I never do. I think we are Floof and Papa podcast.
Just search for us
in
everywhere.
In any case, if you search us, we'll pop up. Same with Facebook, Floof Ampersand Papa podcast. You did a really good job of that last time we were on and I was like, yeah. And we're on Twitter as well. So check us out online. Love hearing from you. Love the comments. We've been getting some really cute emoji comments, which are kind of my fave, not going to lie. So keep those up.
I would like the full, like, expressive human face emojis in dog form, please. Whoever's Apple. In charge of that. Yeah.
There's, I don't know why the cats have it and the dogs don't. You know, the cats Precisely. Have like the crying face, the happy face, the love heart eyes, the angry, I know, the tears. I know. And we don't like, and we've the got, humans have it.
We've got standing dog and dog then, face. That's it.
And there's a poodle and there's the paws, but that could be cats also. They're just paw prints.
I'm sick of sharing emojis with cats.
Yeah, no more. Let's start a movement. Dog emojis, please. Probably because they're too cute. They've only got one face. It's just like happy and that's it.
Well, thank you for
thank
listening.
Thank you for listening.
It's been fun.
Yeah, and we will see you next time on the Floof and Papa podcast. Bok bok, goodbye.
Hey guys, it's Julie
and KB
from Elvis Lives, a conspiracy theory podcast.
What do we talk about, Julie?
Conspiracies.
No way.
What kind do we talk about?
Celebrities.
Government.
Time travel.
Ooh. Tune in every Monday.
What day?
Monday.
What was it?
Monday.
Oh, Monday.
Monday for your fill of conspiracy theories.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.